listener production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Police will be handing out fact cards to drivers as part of an Anzac Day weekend road blitz, busting the myths associated with low-level speeding. Assistant Commissioner for Road Policing Glenn Weir says you could be stopped even if you're not doing the wrong thing.
Something different this time with police proactively intercepting people just to discuss what we're seeing, particularly the single acts of non-compliance.
While the road toll to date is down on this time last year, motorcycle and pedestrian fatalities are up overall. House prices around the Goulburn Valley and Gippsland have fluctuated over the last 3 months, according to the latest data from Domain. Around Shepparton, they actually jumped in the last quarter, up 2.1%, while in the Moira region, it's been a major boost, rising 10.4%. As for the Latrobe area, it's been just a 0.5% drop. Victorians heading to the coast or inland waterways for the unofficial long weekend are being reminded to be extra vigilant as the volunteer patrol season comes to a close after the worst summer for drowning deaths the state has ever recorded. 26 people lost their lives in the state's waterways, with some sadly drowning on Gippsland beaches. Over summer, more than 6,000 volunteer lifesavers and lifeguards performed 850 rescues, a 40% increase on the five-year average. Briefly, interim findings have been made into the 2022 floods. It's found the Shepparton Search and Rescue Squad were the state's busiest volunteer unit during the big wet that October. And hundreds of appointments for blood and plasma donations open over the next week. 285 are free in Traralgon and 140 in Shepparton. Never fret if you're headed away for the unofficial long weekend. Lifeblood's Kath Stone says they're still happy to have you along.
If you are going away for the long weekend, Lifeblood is urging you to come in and donate as soon as you return.
The Gippsland Stars 23 and under squad take to the court tonight from 7 p.m., aiming for their second win of the year.